From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has condemned the attack on a mosque in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and vowed to pursue terrorists until they are wiped out. He spoke at a meeting of top defense officials in Riyadh on combating terrorism. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis said Middle Eastern countries have borne the brunt of terrorist attacks.
The problem, of course, is that Saudi Arabia has its own political agenda, as with other nations. You know, fighting terrorism, while certainly a legitimate cause, has been used to advance more narrow interests.
There is no claim right now on responsibility for the mosque attack that left more than 300 worshippers dead. Gunmen were seen carrying the Islamic State black flag. Saeed Sadek is with the Canadian University in Cairo.
They picked this mosque because there are many tribes in this area supporting the army. And so they picked this time, a soft target, time for the prayer when everybody is totally in, praying and not looking around.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has vowed to bring those responsible for the attack to justice. The Catholic priest Fidelis Mokonore, who negotiated and mediated former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's resignation last week, described the former leader as appearing relieved when he signed the document ending 37 years in power.
So it was not that someone had to bang the table, but it was smooth sailing.
Emmerson Mnangagwa, a longtime Mugabe ally who was sacked earlier this month by Mugabe, was sworn in as his replacement. This is VOA News. Indonesian authorities have raised the alert for a volcano on Bali Island to the highest level and ordered people with 10 kilometers within that amount of space from the evacuate while Bali's international airport has been closed for at least 24 hours. In Australia, Emil Janssens of the Bureau of Meteorology says volcanic ash is being emitted.
About 9 o'clock on Saturday night, the volcano woke up and started emitting ash. Been increasing in intensity, so slowly getting stronger over that period. And we're seeing the plume on satellite imagery up to around 9,000 meters above sea level.
Volcano has shifted from steam-based eruptions to magnetic eruptions, magmatic, that is, allowing a major eruption, it's not expected. Pope Francis is in Myanmar now in an effort to draw global attention to the Rohingya Muslim refugee crisis. Pope's schedule does not include a visit to a refugee camp, but he is expected to meet with a small group of Rohingya in Dhaka, the Bangladeshi capital. A ship carrying food aid has been allowed to dock at the rebel-held Yemeni port of Hodeidah, the first relief ship to enter the port in 3 weeks after the Saudi-led coalition lifted its closure of the entry points in a bid to shut off weapons shipments. In the capital, Sana'a, an aircraft had nearly 2 million doses of vaccines landed along with humanitarian aid workers. But UN agency's spokesperson Gerda Cabaleri said more help is desperately needed.
I reiterate my plea to everyone with a heart for children, indeed, not to prevent us from delivering what is urgently needed.
UN says more than 11 million children are in need of humanitarian help. Cuba held municipal elections Sunday, a year after the death of communist dictator Fidel Castro, but Inter-American Dialogue senior fellow Peter Hockham says elections are not a start of a new era in Cuba.
There have been elections of this sort for years. Maybe here there's a little more openness, a little more discussion of issues. But frankly, this is all done in an atmosphere where people are still under tremendous repressive, regimented regime. There's no indication that this is moving the country, that this is a step toward openness.
No opposition candidates were allowed to compete in Sunday's voting. Demi Lee Nel-Peters, who represents South Africa, won Miss Universe crown that happened Sunday. 92 women in all from around the world participate in the decades-old competition. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.